I've never really been a drinker. My first drunk will have been 2010 when my marriage broke down and I went to move in with a very good girlfriend. She liked a glass of red wine. I picked up a drink and got into the habit of having a glass of wine after work. And it seemed to take me out of myself and it sort of got me onto a slippery slope. I soon discovered that I didn't drink like other people. I always drank to blackout. And when I say blackout, I don't mean blackout on the floor. I mean the type of blackout that Robin Williams used to talk about, which is sleepwalking with activities. And my activities weren't very healthy. They would be taking me to inappropriate places, doing inappropriate things, getting into my car, drink driving, those type of things. And I was conscious, but I wasn't aware of what I was doing. So when I'd get up in the morning, I wasn't aware of the carnage that I had caused the night before, which I always did when I had a drink. The last drink that I had, I live in a small village which everybody knows everybody. It's quite an affluent village and I was well thought of within the village. I'm a qualified cricket coach. I used to coach the under nines cricket team. There was one night in the village club where I got absolutely mortaled and decided to tear a strip off one of the most highly respected men in the village in front of everybody in the whole village. And as they say in drink is in vino veritas. And I like to think that I'm the seeker of truth and justice. And by God, did I give him some truth that night. It was highly inappropriate. I embarrassed myself. I embarrassed my partner. I embarrassed this chap who is actually my husband's best friend. My behaviour was diabolical. In the morning, when I finally came to, I realised with the texts and the messages that I had on my phone and the fact that my partner wasn't speaking to me, the fog started to lift and I began to realise what I'd done. And, you know, the total embarrassment and shame was horrendous. And I'd become something that I never ever wanted to be. I apologised to this gentleman and he said to me, he said, Susie, he said, if you were my wife, he said, you wouldn't be my wife in the morning. I apologised to him and he said, I will accept your apology, but I won't believe it until, you know, you get sober. And I've since learned that the best apology you can give anybody is changed behaviour. And I'm actually 3 years sober now. And during lockdown, I was able to host Zoom meetings because we couldn't do face-to-face AA meetings from his home. And he actually saw me in action and heard me in action, helping others and talking about recovery and seeing that we do recover. You know, the best way to help another alcoholic is, you know, one alcoholic speaking to another.